This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And joining us on the line this morning, Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan. A few days in office, Sean, you've been able to get into your office at City Hall, take a look at a few things. The first few days, we've been talking a lot about what's on the agenda, what's going on day one. Well, what has been going on day one and beyond?
Well, it's been remarkable. We did the swearing in of the inauguration. And today is the first day that I'll be in City Hall with the staff that I was able to bring on board. So today is the first day of school in terms of having a full complement of my team on board at City Hall.
All right. So day one. And what are some of the first things that you'll be doing as mayor?
Well, the first thing that's on my mind and everyone's mind is figuring out the budget mess we are in. So we have a new budget director on board. Today's the first day that she'll have full access to all the books. So that's where we're going to start. We're going to start to try to wrestle this budget, to the ground, knowing that I inherited a budget and that budget goes until May 31st. So we're going to try to figure out what's left in this year as we're starting to build for the next fiscal year.
You know, this has been the main focus of the changeover in administration and Buffalo's next foot forward. People kind of want some answers quickly. How long is that process going to take of being able to go through, see what exactly the city's deficit is, and then find a way or you to come up with a plan that you feel is best to take the city out of it?
Yeah, we already have some big hints that, this year we're in, we are going to finish, in a deficit in excess of $30 million, and that we're going to start the next fiscal year with a structural deficit closer to $40 million. So that's what we're trying to get the better idea. But here's what we know. We know that Buffalo is in very rough fiscal shape. It has not had good fiscal stewardship over the last decade plus. So there's a lot to fix there. And at the same time, we're trying to get a handle on, the quality of our community centers, making sure we have our pools up and going for this coming summer. And of course, we're inheriting a snow plan that's in effect now. So we're working with my new DPW commissioner, to make sure that we have enough drivers on the road and that the vehicles are in good shape for the eventual winter storm that we know will hit this winter.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that your first week, you're hit with a January thaw, right?
I've been praying to the weather gods to give a little break to Buffalo the first few weeks in January to allow us to get a handle on the whole streets and sanitation departments.
Mayor, I'm wondering, what is your approach going to be with private developers? Because it doesn't escape us that last year, just in the last few months, we heard from Doug Jamal, who said he wasn't as bullish on the city as he once was and that there was an unfriendly business climate. How is that going to change under the Ryan administration?
You know, we all know that we have a shortage of housing in the city of Buffalo. We need builders, developers, contractors, to come into the city to build houses. So I've already started having conversations with downtown business owners, but also with contractors, who build single family and two family homes. We're going to build a lot of housing under my administration. We're going to be meeting with, the two different types of developers, which, I call people who build apartments, invert people who build singles and doubles. We're going to make sure that we have a seamless process in place in City Hall. So if you want to build in the city of Buffalo, we're going to make sure that we don't get in your way and that you make it so there's a seamless system in City Hall for when you apply to your permit to where you can still first start digging in the ground.
What is your relationship now with the comptroller, and how do you see that moving forward? As there's just been this battle over the last year over borrowing that has stymied a lot of city projects.
Well, my hope is that, new people at the table make new relationships. So I'll be meeting with the comptroller soon. We're going to review the court case that's pending in city government. My goal is that when their adults are in the room and adults are behaving like they should be, there should be no court cases. We should be able to work our differences without having to resort to the court system. But here's what I know. I know that we have nearly 2 years of construction projects backed up, and that's not good for the city of Buffalo. And that means money that was borrowed to fix Jefferson Avenue, Grant Street, or Ontario Street. That money has been sitting idle as the adults figure out their problems. So we need to bring that dispute to an end as soon as possible, all with the idea that we need to have construction started to improve our roads as soon as the weather permits.
And Mayor, transparency really was a hallmark of your campaigning. How are you going to inform residents of things that are happening in the city?
So transparency, is something that Buffalo's had a hard time getting, its arm around, that it's the people's government, that the decisions we make, should be available to the public. We're starting off by bringing in three graduate students that are starting today, and they're going to be looking at Buffalo's transparency policies compared to other cities to make sure we can put in a system where as much information as possible is just available on the City of Buffalo's website, and you don't have to go through a Freedom of Information request process, to get basic information. So we want that information out there. We're going to be reviewing the whole Granville situation, that investigation, why it took so long, how much did it cost, but also we have to figure out which of that information we can get out to the public so they could see what happened in that matter.
Okay. Well, Mayor, thanks for the time this morning, and hope to chat again soon. Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan, first real day in the office with the full staff happens today in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.